Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's our 2-wa. It's our 2-wa. It's our 2-wa. 2-wa, 2-wa, 2-wa. Tagovailoa, not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort, Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Panthers beat the Oilers yesterday, 6-1. Really got to stop putting DJ Khaled out to pump up games.
Another one.
They just got to stop doing it. I love the, listen, love DJ Khaled. That's not his thing. I don't need him there pumping up hockey games. He seemed very uncomfortable. We all seem very uncomfortable. Now, that being said, Bam Adebayo, rock that drum. Great job by him. And UD went with him for his birthday.
And support.
It's pretty goosies right there, dude. Pretty goosies right there from Bam Adebayo and Udonis Haslam. Getting it done for a Game 3 beatdown. Well done by them. Series will resume on Thursday at 8 o'clock at Amerant Bank Arena. Miami Dolphins, they start mini camp today. Mike McDaniel has met with the media. He said that Zach Sealer will participate in the mini camp. No Jonnu Smith, no surprise on no Jalen Ramsey, but that's where we're at with everybody. Some other guys not reporting in mini camp. You got Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati, TJ Watt in Pittsburgh not participating in mini camp.
It's unfortunate that these are guys that, if not for their production on those teams, would be a lot worse. And then they start getting players to turn around on the other side of the ball and don't want to pay the guys that kept you in it when you didn't have an offense or your offense was struggling, right? So they're going to have the guy who led the – didn't he lead the league in sacks last year?
Trey Hendrickson led the league in sacks. He's had 17 and a half the last 2 years.
Right. And that's the guy you're choosing to quibble over. And that's what bothers me in sports, that it's happening again with the Dolphins, that the guys you need to pay, you can't pay because you paid the guys in previous years that now you have questions about.
Right.
So is that in itself an issue for this franchise? is not necessarily the players you have, but the players that you're choosing to pay aren't the guys who are making the biggest impact.
No, it's definitely something they got to consider for sure. We'll say, I was seeing these photos yesterday. They had, I guess, their media day yesterday where they take all the videos and stuff for the season. Cheetah looking slim, man. He's looking slim, dude. I'm just telling
you. He's only, what, a buck 85?
Nah, I don't think he's been that. I think he's been in the 190s, he said. Now he's down in the low 180s. He looks slim.
Yeah, well, that's probably because football is an escape to all the other stuff he got going on.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I just was like, oh, he looks very svelte.
Well, we'll see. I do think the success of Tua, the success of Cheetah, the success of Waddle, and whoever the hell they have at tight end, all of their success is going to be determined by how committed Mike McDaniel is to the run. And I mean productive runs, not just to toss it outside and let the fast guys run. But I think they need to start running the ball in between the tackles. The mentality needs to be there. You got to have a mentality to go straight ahead because those guys ain't dodging you. And when that changes, you'll see an instant amount of success in other areas of the offense. And I believe that. If they continue to do the same runs that they've been doing the last 2 years and end up in 2nd and 13 and 2nd and 12 and stuff like that, you're going to have some of the same problems you had the year before, the last 2 years. So I'm interested to see how they remedy the situation of, I don't want to call a football player soft, right? So I'm not saying that they're soft, but the mentality in which they call plays makes them appear soft.
Like, why did DJ Khaled get out there yesterday? And when he shouted, "We the best," he didn't just let stand on its own. You could tell that he was nervous because he's like, "We the best." And I mean that.
That's so
and I was like,
didn't he say another one?
Yeah.
Well, that's his ultimate safety net trapeze move is to go another one. But
fans go crazy, or did they just?
I don't think they were bad. I think they were fine. They're just like, all right.
I think they were just hyped for the game to start.
Yeah, you could have put anybody out there, but he was just like, you could tell he was nervous because usually "We the Best" just stands on its own, and he just couldn't let it. Like he just, and I mean that. Like, we assume, I just always assume that DJ Khaled, when he says "We the best," he means it. Goes without saying.
Maybe it didn't sound sincere.
I don't think it did sound sincere. We could all see his note cards. He was very nervous.
He sounded very notes.
Oh, he had notes.
How you had need notes for "We the best"?
For a second, and another I thought one. They were going to make him, like, announce the players.
It sounded very out of place. Even Doug on the call, because I worked the game last night, was kind of like, oh. And DJ Khaled stops by. Like, it was just very awkward, out of place.
Do you think, like, I was wondering this yesterday, like, does he get paid for that, or is he doing that to get Stanley Cup tickets?
I have to imagine he gets paid for
it. I think they put him in a suite when you do stuff like that.
Is that the payment? Is the payment you're in a suite?
Well, they ask you. Well, they got me. They got me crazy. So one time they said, "Hey, you want to come up to the game?" I was like, "Yeah." So I'm in the box, and they go, "Hey, we want you to come down, you know, over to the, like, they, you know, they have, everybody has a, like, the little catbird area, like in football."
Yeah.
So I'm walking up there, and I'm thinking I'm just going to show support for somebody else who gonna pop the crowd, right? As we get through the elevator, they give me a jersey. And I'm like, wait. I'm doing this? So they kind of caught me off guard. Naturally, I have the gift of gab.
You do.
And so I was able to pull it off. But
it's like when the Marlins, hoodwinked me into an entire day of working in-game entertainment.
Oh my goodness! We thought you were just going.
Wait, we never saw Tobin.
This was the funniest crap ever. So we all go to the game. We're all sitting in our normal, area, and then Tobin goes, "I got to go. They want me to, do some stuff, down on the field or whatever, right?" Then mysteriously, Tobin's like shooting cannons, and he's like a part of the cheer team for the whole game.
Yep.
We're like, wow, he got duped.
Didn't even get to watch the game. I was just like moving from station to station.
You were an honorary mermaid.
Pretty much. And then they're like, hey, you got your costume at the end?
Did he? Yeah. They wanted him to go out of the Macho Marlins.
You could see it in his face.
He was a good trooper, but you could see it in his face like, I got duped.
There was no compensation?
No.
Wow. No,
there was no compensation. The compensation was I got to agitate Mets fans. That was it.
Well, you did have a good time doing that.
I had a great time, but I was like, man, you guys really like, he had me going from station to station.
And here's the crazy part was, it was like he was all over the place. Like, where's Tobin? There he is.
Sometimes
over there.
Right now, we're talking, now he's over there. We're looking
Look,
for Tobin.
Now he's on top
he's
of the dugout.
The screen.
They're like, we want you to taste our new, Gigante sub. And I was like, all right. So, like, I'm doing taste tests in the middle of the outfield.
Right, and they're like, he's on the jumbo screen doing all this stuff.
It's crazy.
That's hysterical.
Take a break here on the show. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
All right.
There's a scorcher out there, folks. It is partly cloudy. Breeze is at 10 to 15 miles an hour. I can't tell which way it's going because I got sun over here with no clouds moving. But I'm going to guess it's coming the same way it was yesterday, and that's what, out of the southeast, south-southeast, at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. And I'm going to say it's right around 90 degrees.
Wow. It was like a torrential downpour, like, first hour here.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. Just, well, dumped on it down here. Really? Kind of like how the Cats dumped it on the Oilers last night. Idiots.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, it was great. You know, like those sad Vikings on the postgame show? Sad Oilers. Oh. Did somebody throw a real rat on the ice? There was blood on the ice last night. Did some sicko bring in a real rat?
Or maybe it was the 27 fights that happened.
I think a real rat got thrown on the ice. No, dude, I think a real rat got thrown on the ice last night. I'm telling you.
So somebody, some dumb person, packed a rat to throw after the game?
Yep.
You think that a rat could hit the ice hard enough and just splatter like that?
I think it could easily.
I mean, the rat had to be dead.
I'm seeing we have a real rat on the ice. Who's the dum-dum who threw a real rat on the ice? A real rat was thrown last night, and you could see the blood streak there.
Can I see?
What's
I didn't see.
What's wrong with folks?
Look.
See the blood stain?
Ew.
Yeah, told you.
Billy Lindsay was like, is that a slushy?
Well, there was at one point because of the throwing. I definitely saw some sodas get thrown onto the ice.
So classless.
According to the Sun Sentinel, it says it was not a real rat. It appears that a fake rat was thrown with ketchup.
Yeah, like, I mean, listen, why don't you guys use your big brain? Who's going to pack a rat?
Imagine the smell.
Oh, my God.
Right. Huh.
Dead rat smell. Huh.
That's disgusting.
That just sounds awful.
You have to go through great lengths to do that's no.
I mean, people have been committed to less.
I know.
I'm just trying to see, like, if there's any more details on this. But it definitely, like, it got chaotic. I mean, there was some blood in the Gadjevich fight, for sure.
I mean, a lot of it was on his face.
Yeah. He was just a menace. Pure. Let's see.
Smiling through the rip.
It says the Panthers, Beth's from Miami Herald. As the Panthers basked briefly in the fan love, the Oilers tromped to the locker room. A plastic rat hit the ice in the defensive zone nearest Edmonton, skidded across the ice. A bright red trail described as a described its route to the boards. From most seats from the press box, it looked like somebody slashed open an actual rat and hurled it on the ice. Imagine, like, they're cutting the rat there, too. But a still from Sportsnet showed it was a broken bottle of ketchup hitched to the plastic rat. Now, why would somebody do that?
That's commitment.
So somebody brought...
First of all, hey, dumbasses going to hockey games. That's why it's people like you the reason why they take my cap from my water.
That's true.
I can't stand that.
That's why that happens.
It's the dumbest thing in the world.
Oh, my God.
Or you buy a soda and they dump it in a cup with, like, no top. Like, come on.
How do you get the glass bottle through security? Because I can assure you there's not glass ketchup bottles.
It was a glass bottle? Or do you think someone just got, like...
I mean, if it was a plastic bottle, it wouldn't have broken.
You could sneak... I mean, like, you could probably, if you had a hoodie, sneak a glass bottle in, I would assume, right? That doesn't get picked up. Well, maybe the metal top.
Somebody went in with, like, a rubber band, put it around the rat, and then they got, from the concession stand, they got... ketchup, left it open. When they threw it, obviously with the pressure of hitting the ice, it splattered a little.
See, that would make
it
more
sense. It says wait. On the still.
First of all, you sound like you're too familiar with this. You broke it down like, yeah, I did it game three last
night. It's not that hard. And no, I wish. Okay, I'm not saying I wish it was me, but I would love to be in the building, but.
It says a still from Sportsnet broadcast showed to be a broken bottle of ketchup hitched to the plastic wrap. Why would somebody do that? The same reason someone from Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach County metro area might throw a dead bloody chicken on the ice to mess with McDavid. This included a no call on supernatural forces. However, puckheads know the Oilers captain doesn't like ketchup. He uses the words such as fear and phobia to describe his aversion during an interview with Pique Subban.
Ketchup?
A fear of ketchup?
He doesn't like ketchup.
Interesting.
So that's why the ketchup was thrown. So it wasn't even about blood.
It looked like blood, though.
It's kind of like that lady that's scared of Cheetos or something. On is it not the Mari show? It's the other one.
Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
Afraid of Cheetos?
Cheetos or mayonnaise? I can't remember. And then he brought it out.
Well, now somebody's going to try and bring a real rat on the ice, aren't they? Like, that's going to be the next thing. There's going to be some psycho.
It's
going to
be your fault.
Why?
Because you brought it up like it was.
There's 100 stories on it online. It's not my fault. What do you want me to put a disclaimer? Hey, for anybody listening.
Does Leroy not remember Nashville fans used to throw actual catfish?
I don't think used to.
Didn't the Red Wings throw actual
catfish and then the squid and stuff like that? I feel like that's still a little bit more sanitary than a rat.
I believe the catfish is a pre.
Is it?
I believe the catfish is a pregame tradition. They throw the catfish on the ice before the game.
Here's the other thing. Like, first of all, dead seafood sitting in your
You never seen the commercial of the
dead
guy
vermin?
You never seen the commercial during the playoffs of the guy who wraps the catfish around his belly to bring it in?
Yes, I've seen how they smuggle them.
Yeah, so he smuggles it in, but that's a pregame tradition.
Hey, but how about this? Jennifer?
What?
You fancy a guy? He takes you to a hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
And before the game starts, he lifts up his shirt and pulls a catfish off
of
his waist.
There's no way, because I would smell it before.
But that's what I'm saying. That's got,
and then I'll be like, what are you doing? I will leave right now.
I mean, if he's a good fan and he throws the catfish on the ice, I mean, that's a deal breaker for you?
Not a deal breaker. I'm just like, stop being a fool.
Who wants to hug a guy wrapped in catfish?
I'm not. Nope.
Preds for life, dude.
No.
Oh! And that's why I said it takes a different level of person.
All right,
to do
that's fine, but Nashville J Fig may like Catfish Boy.
So let me ask you a question.
No, don't strap.
One of your first dates. One of your first dates with D.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all go to a hockey game,
mm-hmm.
right? And you pull a dead catfish from around your waist,
right?
Like, what is her reaction? Get them? Mm-hmm.
Probably not great, but she doesn't like iguanas either. So, like, I mean,
yeah. But before you did that, you were married.
I can't imagine that anybody does that on a first date, though. I feel like if you're going to be Catfish Boy, that's like marriage time. Like if I were to do it now, and I'm like, hey, D, we're going to Nashville, and we're going to go see the Predators game, and I want to throw a catfish on the ice, she's going to have to deal with me throwing that catfish on the ice.
But see, at least you're telling her. I don't know.
I don't know. I would be more upset that he didn't clue me in on it and that I couldn't bring in this catfish.
Yeah.
Because I would like to throw a catfish.
Yeah, it's fun.
So, that's what I'm saying.
Wait, so you wouldn't be mad that the dude you with smells like bad seafood.
No, I would be mad that we both don't smell like catfish.
You'd be mad that y'all both didn't smell like bad seafood.
Yeah, I would be mad about that because I want to be a part of the bit.
I'm not smelling like seafood.
You don't want to be left out of the bit.
Ever want to be left out of
the bit. My wife would look at me and go, I don't like hockey that much.
We'll take a break. The damage is done, my friend. Who's next?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. As your Miami Dolphins are in the midst of mandatory minicamp, unless you have an excused absence. Panthers up 2-1. Let's get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. So mine goes to, first off, the Edmonton Oilers. Specifically, I'm going to start with their head coach, Chris Knobloch, who's a baby. Because yesterday after the game, he's sitting here still boo-hooing about certain calls from the last game that he's not getting. And you could already just tell, this is not a team that's about it, Leroy.
Can you win a game like this where there's so much special teams and so much chippiness? Are you getting kind of too far along into the way that the Panthers want to play?
No, I don't think so. We got some guys maybe... I'd love to drop the gloves a little more and get at her a little bit, but we're a big physical team. Like, we do have some skilled guys, and I don't see our skilled guys getting distracted and getting into that. The guys who like it are getting into it. So, and just following up with the penalties, the referees, I think they did an outstanding job tonight, and they even caught the too many men penalty. In the first period, which was too many men, they caught us there. I just wish they had been calling the game in game two in overtime.
Wow. I mean, you want to talk about if you put a poster of Rent Free, it would look like Chris Knobloch. Still belly aching about a too many men call from a game that's already over.
One of the things I love about Paul Maurice, he does not go there. Right? He refuses to go there. He never talks about officiating. He always talks about what his guys have to do to win a game or win the next game. That's it. And when you start complaining as a coach, it opens up the door for excuses to be had by your team.
Here,
so
Here's some more of the Oilers. This is Evander Kane, who basically played like a Tasmanian devil yesterday, who didn't know the rules.
I was ready to get him off.
This is what he had to say. He thinks the Panthers are getting away with too much.
The game obviously got out of hand at the end there. That stuff is going to happen. I mean, you know, you look at some of their... the calls and whatnot, obviously some of them are frustrating. You know, they seem to get away with it more than we do.
Why are they frustrated?
They seem to get away with it more than we do. I mean, you know, it's tough to find the line. It's you know, they're doing just as much stuff as we are. You know, it was 4-4 at the end of it, and then it gets out of hand, and, you know, there seems to be a little bit more attention in our group.
Are we?
I mean...
Are we?
Wait, so... He could just replace that "we" with "me." Because you're the only person that spent more time in the penalty box than on ice.
Bro, you backhanded Carter Verhaeghe's face. Like, what do you want? What do you want the officials to just ignore it? It's crazy to me. Like, he played like an absolute dum-dum yesterday, and he got caught.
Not his best game.
Not his best game, dude. And he was playing well.
Neither.
He was playing well, but he played like an absolute dumbass yesterday. And he's just going, "Oh, they're getting away with more."
Again, when you hear the Panthers talk, win or lose, and you hear the Panthers coach talking, Paul Maurice, win or lose, and then you hear other teams talk, and you wonder, how are they ever going to beat the Panthers? Because their mindset is not in the right place.
They're not.
Like, you can't do nothing about a call from two games ago. You got to win the next game. But you're still talking about that. So how are you going to get your guys and your team focused on task at hand? What has to be done next? The great thing about Paul Maurice, no matter what you talk about the game, he will always talk about what has to be done tomorrow. Always.
What do you got for damages done?
So, besides you guys, just we almost made it through the interview, and somebody had to bring it up, right? And I had to get ridiculed.
He was talking about hair.
Yep. You got ridiculed by a Hall of Famer, though.
A Hall of Famer.
I feel like that's an honor.
You know who he reminds me of? LT. He does kind of sound like him.
He came in shenanigans, dude. I love that
did.
Guy.
Yes.
From the second
yes.
I said, he's like, "Nice to meet you,"
he goes,
"This man was constant."
He goes to me as he walks in. He goes, "High five." And I have to, like, hop up to give him a high five.
Right.
I was like, you, sir, are going to fit right in here. We talked to Michael Cooper, Hall of Famer, coach of the 305, the Miami 305 in the Big Three League.
I wouldn't mind him coming
in
no more.
Like, he's almost 70. That energy is unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. I hope I have that kind of energy in a couple of years.
Jennifer, what damage has done for you?
Well, besides Leroy's chin hair,
whoa!
Did you guys see Paul Maurice during an interview during the game?
Mm-hmm. How he was trying what he said about
he was
what
trying
he said
to
about.
Sabotage.
Oh, when he was talking, yeah.
He was saying that he had a terrible attitude.
As soon as they talked about money, he's like,
he's like,
no.
What can I say in order for him to just stay here?
He's a bad guy.
His value. I mean, it's a little too late, sir. Everyone can see.
And keep in mind, the reason why you have to love Paul Maurice, this is in the first period of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Very relaxed.
Rare.
I love that guy. But yeah, the damage is done. I mean, like...
Damage is done.
We see the value in him. And I'm very scared also. So I would do the same thing.
You're scared about losing him?
Yeah.
People are going to come with bags just to try and break up the Panthers. Hey. That's definitely what's going to happen this summer.
But,
I mean,
but here's the deal.
All the time.
Here's the deal. Here's what I don't want the Panthers to do. Don't talk about state tax. Don't talk about all those things are important. Just be upfront with him. Say, look, here's what we can offer you. We want to keep this thing going. we want you to maybe take a little bit less. We're going to give you a substantial contract. But if you don't, we understand. If you make this about money, we understand. We can't compete with that.
Is there anything better than when you're going into free agency and winning the Conn Smythe? Like, is there, like,
hey, not really.
When you walk in, you're not just like,
not really.
Do you bring that into the negotiations? Are you allowed to keep that for a summer? How does that work with the Conn Smythe? Do you just get your name?
No, you get a trophy.
So you,
like, it's like when guys get the MVP. You get a new one every year.
Just bring that into the negotiating table.
I don't think, you know what, to be honest with you, I don't think he has to bring any props. Because the people that's going to offer him a lot of money know who the hell he is.
They know his value. They know what he's done.
But I always wonder, is a guy good because he fits so great with the team he's on? Or could he do that anywhere? And that's the you know, because we can take somebody like Barkov. Barkov can be Barkov anywhere, right? Connor McDavid can be Connor McDavid anywhere. Can Draisaitl be Draisaitl anywhere, or does it come in conjunction with playing on a line that's not with Connor McDavid or them playing with Connor McDavid, right? There's a lot of things that go into that as a player, you have to kind of understand. Like, to understand that, hey, I'm going to be the best version of me if I continue to play with the Panthers.
I think the thing that's going to attract people to Bennett is that not only that he's a skilled player, but because he's a guy who plays on the line, he has an attitude to him, and that he can almost in a Tkachuk type of way. Now, Tkachuk was younger when the Panthers brought him in, but can change kind of the dynamic of your team. That's why it's going to be so attractive. It feels like he's not only skilled, but he's a culture changer.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but there's certain cultures that don't respond well to.
Yeah, because he could go Toronto could throw the bag at him, and they could still pull a Toronto, and then you're mad at him because he didn't take you over the top.
Right.
You know, Brittany, what damage is done for you?
At this point, I'm just committing to the bit, and I really tried to not come up with something F1, but this morning I woke up and they did it too. No, blame F1. They came out with the 2026 schedule, and they took Imola off of the schedule, which is one of the Italian Grand Prix. It's been around for like 40 years. It's like one of the most traditional tracks in F1, and they took it off the schedule to replace it with Madrid. So damage is done.
I am
very, very upset about it, especially because I'm a Ferrari fan. So
I apologize. I'm sorry that
I really tried, though.
What you wanted to happen didn't happen. I'm sorry for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Are there other races in Italy that you like?
Well, there is Monza, but it's like there's an advantage in having two Italian races. And now the advantage is gone. Plus, it's tradition. Imola is one of the oldest tracks in F1, and they just wiped it.
How do you feel about that new movie coming out?
I'm a little I'm iffy on it, honestly, because I know that as a person who understands F1, it's going to be a little gimmicky because it's not going to follow tradition. But I also have to go into the mindset of it's a movie, you know,
it's Hollywood.
Yeah. And so I'm not really happy about Brad Pitt being in the movie. Like,
it's somewhere in between Talladega Nights and.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like Talladega Nights. But no, I think it's a lot less funny comedy than Talladega Nights.
P.K. Subban's still doing the hat thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Still walking around with that hat. Looks ridiculous.
Does it?
He looks like the bad guy in Mortal Kombat.
It's a really large hat. It looks like the Hamburglar.
It's a very large hat.
It doesn't fit in the screen.
And you know what else I didn't realize? He's not a small dude. You see him standing on the set with all the other guys? He's not small.
No, but his hat is not small either.
Yeah.
And he's loving life right now with that hat.
My grandfather got me a cowboy. He wore a cowboy hat every day of his life because he's from Texas. And he thought that's what Texans do. So I remember one.
Is that not what Texans do? I feel like that is what Texans do.
Yeah.
Well, it depends what part of Texas.
He was in the Ninth Ward of New Orleans, so people didn't take too kindly to that hat.
Sheriff.
But everybody knew it was him. So, it was kind of his thing. So I remember one year he bought me a hat. And I'm like, I ain't wearing that.
I think you could rock the hat well.
Yeah.
I feel like
cowboy
could.
Hat?
Yeah, I feel like you could.
What color is it?
You should try that with the blue beard.
See. Do you still have it?
What?
No.
We'll take a break. When we come back, Mike McDaniel saying no words because of Jalen Ramsey. That's next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.